love your work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative, find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I am David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app. And if you want the very best of Love Your Work, if you want the gems that I've discovered in my thousands of hours of research into history's greatest creators, all in one short weekly email, sign up for my Love Mondays newsletter at cadavy.net/Mondays. Curiosity is powerful fuel. If you want to make it as a creative, you need to follow things that you're curious about, because it's your best shot at being able to put in the work that is necessary to succeed. If you are curious about something, that can help motivate you through the inevitable discomfort that comes along with making your work real. But curiosity can also be so powerful that it can take you off track. It can distract you from what it is you're trying to achieve. It can give you shiny object syndrome, where project after project seems more interesting than the previous project. So in this week's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to use curiosity strategically. How can you purposefully harness the fuel of curiosity while also driving you toward your goals? You're listening right now to Frawfree. Frawfree is the first person to be featured in the new Love Your Work Listener Showcase. Frawfree makes music for entrepreneurs, so next time you want to get focused on creating something great, check out Frawfree on Spotify, Apple Music, and many more other places. Visit Frawfree, that's FRAFRI.com, to find all the places where you can listen to the music. If you would like your work to be featured on Love Your Work, and it doesn't have to be music, it could be writing or visual art, anything you create, apply to be featured in the Love Your Work Listener Showcase. Go to cadavy.net/showcase. I would love to feature some of the work of some of the great listeners that are out there who are creating things. That is cadavy.net/showcase. It's a really short application. Okay, here's the article. Strategic curiosity. Curiosity is powerful fuel. You can work harder on something you're curious about. Yet curiosity is such powerful fuel, it can get you off track. You can get curious about something totally unrelated to your goal, and now you're distracted. The remedy is to be strategic with your curiosity. Strategic curiosity uses the power of curiosity to fuel motivation while achieving strategic goals. There are two ways to be strategic with curiosity. You can use surround and conquer curiosity, or you can use redirecting curiosity. Use surround and conquer curiosity when you have a strategic goal, but you aren't curious about the area of interest that will lead you to that goal. See if you can find curiosity in a neighboring topic that will soften the resistance around the target area of interest. And I'll expand on this. Redirect curiosity is to stop curiosity from taking you off track. See if you can satisfy that curiosity in a way that will move you toward some strategic goal. I was strategic with my curiosity when I wanted to learn about writing fiction. I didn't feel I could make progress because I don't get excited about reading fiction. I wasn't curious about reading fiction writing, so I used the surround and conquer curiosity strategy to strategically make myself curious about reading fiction. I found neighboring concepts that I was curious about and pursued those areas in a way that would make me curious about reading fiction. I realized that while I don't read fiction, I do watch movies. So I started reading screenplays of my favorite movies, which was to surround the area of interest. The next thing I knew, I was reading novels. I conquered the area of interest. I wanted to read the novels upon which my favorite movies were based, especially after reading the screenplays. Notice that I didn't go straight to reading novels about movies. Novels felt like a slog to me. Reading screenplays felt more cinematic. It was like watching the movie in my head. But now I was at least reading. I combined the movie watching experience with the activity of reading. The next natural step was to read novels. My foray into learning about fiction writing was also an exercise in redirecting curiosity. I found myself curious about learning about fiction writing, but I couldn't justify my curiosity for learning about fiction writing. I was already struggling to make it as a nonfiction writer, so I was a long ways off, especially as someone who reads very little fiction, from success as a fiction writer. I needed a way to harness my curiosity about fiction writing so that it would be useful in some way. I redirected my curiosity so that while learning about fiction writing, I would also be learning about storytelling. Even though I wasn't going to write a novel anytime soon, I knew I could use better storytelling to make my nonfiction writing better. As I was reading the screenplays of my favorite movies to get myself interested in fiction writing, I used that curiosity to get myself interested in reading screenplay analysis books. The screenplay analysis books taught me a lot about great storytelling. I then used those storytelling devices in my nonfiction writing. So far it's working. The Audible version of my latest nonfiction book gets a high rating for story. The next time you have a goal that you can't get curious about, ask yourself, is there a neighboring concept that I am curious about? Can I use that fuel to cultivate curiosity in my target concept? The next time you find yourself curious about something that has no practical basis, ask yourself, can I use this curiosity in a way that will move me towards some other goal I have? You'll work harder than ever, but you'll enjoy it more than ever, and you'll get more done. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/cadavy. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/cadavy. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. And if you can't support the show financially, and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsors Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com and Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy, Inc.